Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
It's Bobby Darin bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Joseph Nyer. Joe is the eighth president of Iona College. Iona.edu, is that right, Joe?
That's correct, Iona.edu.
I-O-N-A, ladies and gentlemen, is how you spell it. And I encourage you to check it out. It's a cool school there, just about 20 miles north of New York City. And it might be something that it might be just the perfect place for your college student. Joe, thanks again for being here. And one of the things that attracted me, when you and I met and I heard a little bit about what some of the things you were working on, kind of an overarching theme to your curriculum at Iona, the word ethics popped up. And I'm this is my audience knows how much that is one of my fundamentals here on the show. My next book is going to be all about that, and so my ears perked up when I heard that, and so I want you to talk to us about now your school was founded by Catholics, it's a Catholic
That's
school,
right.
but when we think about ethics in the marketplace, you know, I don't want people to get derailed by religion, right? We don't want that, and there's nothing wrong with it being part of it, but I know plenty of non-religious people who I still expect to be ethical. And they are. And so I want you to talk to us a little bit about how you guys apply the concept of ethics to your curriculum.
Well, first and foremost, it's embedded in our mission, who we know we are. We want to develop graduates recognized for ethics, creativity, and problem-solving abilities. And we have specific courses in our core curriculum. We have specific courses in your area of major, like business ethics, if you're a business major. But we wanted also to bring nationally recognized figures to campus to talk about real-world applied ethics in their businesses and in their leadership. Because,
mm-hmm.
Jim, you know well, one truth, and there aren't many, but one truth is every person, every family, and the people in every business or municipality will eventually have their moral and ethical compass shaken and tested.
Absolutely.
We're going to encounter challenges. And the measure of our leadership, or one's life, actually, is not the number of problems we encounter or their severity, but how we deal with those problems.
Right, right.
And how do we demonstrate our ethics and our moral compass.
And those things don't so much build character, those events, as they do define our character.
And character is destiny. Character is destiny. So we can teach what the right thing is to do. And we can crown that as wisdom, but virtue is actually doing it. So wisdom and virtue,
mm-hmm.
character.
One of the things that I like to point out here on the show in the marketplace, ethics is not always easy. Because if you think you're going to get an ethical bearing, an ethical education, you're going to apply ethics, and it's going to be easy, as in black and white. Then you haven't spent much time in the marketplace, because in the marketplace ethics is gray. It's not black and white. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great, great point. I think that sometimes we mistake ethics for regulations, and regulations are not an ethical code. In most cases, regulations are the bare bones basics that you must do to comply with rules set forth by an agency or by a government. But that's not our ethical code. And if we turn our ethical compass to simply complying with regulations, we will quickly find ourselves adrift in the business world or in leadership. And our goal is to teach and to have that teaching impact our students and community members. Anyone can come to this series that we founded, to learn from people who are national figures who encounter ethical dilemmas on a daily basis.
What I'm happy about what you're doing, and the reason I wanted Dr. Nyer on the show about to talk about this, and we're going to get him back again. He's got more to teach us. is I'm happy about the way they're applying the concept of ethics to multiple curriculums. So it's not just about business. It's about whatever field you're going into to understand the importance of the application of ethics. And, you know, to me, Joe, see, I believe freedom is, I differentiate between freedom and liberty. Freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract you and I give to each other. And that's the way I think about ethics. Regulations are from the government, but ethics is a contract that you and I give to each other to abide by those regulations or those laws or that contract. What do you think?
I think you're highlighting a critical point, and I'd frame it this way, that there's a difference between what you have the right to do and what the right thing is to do.
Or what you can do.
Or what you can do, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And we have rights in this country that give us freedom of expression and many other things, and they're fantastic. But at the same time, knowing what the right thing is to do mm-hmm. is very different than exercising rights.
One of the things I say is just because you can doesn't mean that you should.
That's correct. And we also want our graduates, having had multiple experiences and exposures to people who have overcome ethical dilemmas, so that when they're in the workplace or when they're dealing with a family crisis of their own as an adult, as a parent, that they know that they can do the right thing when no one is looking.
Joe,
we've won.
I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again, please.
It's iona.edu, iona.edu.
Joe, good job today. Will you come back another day?
I'd enjoy it, and we're looking forward to bringing you to campus as well.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Dr. Joe Nyer, ladies and gentlemen, with Iona College.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.